You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another week. It's a blessed Monday, and we are here to pray. But before we go into God's word and prayer, let us first, just in a moment, thank God specifically. Every member of the ministry, that this week will be a week of blessing, reflecting in the life of every member of the ministry. By God's mercies in Jesus' name, shall
we wish you, Jesus,
minister in leadership position at the ministry, that the Lord himself will preserve every one of them together with their families. The role of being called into ministry, it's a unique role. It comes with its demands, and we are praying that the hand of the Lord will uniquely rest upon every servant, whether a minister playing a ministerial role or leadership role in the ministry. The Lord's hand of preservation, let it rest upon each and their families in Jesus'
name.
Bless you for being here today. I believe strongly in my heart, and together with all the entire leadership, by faith, we trust that this week will be a week of blessing, unique blessing, and a manifestation of God's glory in your life as you go through this time of prayer as well with us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, remember that we have our half-day fast on Mondays, and we are here to pray. The theme for this season is empowered for good works. Empowered for good works, and was empowered by grace. Empowered by grace. That is the theme for this month. And of course, we're empowered by grace, and it's for good works. Empowered by grace. It's based on the scripture Psalm 84 verse 11, which says that for the Lord is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And for everyone who has a family praise, this scripture was memorized, and I believe that by now you can recall it easily. Psalm 84 verse 11. Today's theme is Let the Blessing Lead the Way. This is the fifth time we're going through this, and the subtitle, Benefits of the Lord's Leading. This is the fourth encounter. Benefits of the Lord's Leading. Now, our opening scriptures, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, reads, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. This scripture highlights the truth that the Holy Spirit is the blessing, because you see capital S in the verse 14. The promise of the Spirit through faith, which connects to the blessing that was placed on Abraham. So, in receiving Jesus, we receive the promise of the Spirit, which is the blessing. Now, we've been looking at benefits of the Lord's leading, and benefit four is divine preservation. From Psalm 23, verse 4, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's rod and staff will comfort you in the name of Jesus. There are times, our first point is that there are times of tribulation in life. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 30, it reads, When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, even thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his words. We find tribulation promised for the latter days. However, as we go through life, there are times of tribulation, or what we call times of difficulty. In Romans chapter 5, verse 3, it says, And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Now, this tribulation spoken about here is tribulation for ministers as we go through God's will, as we serve. You see, he said, We glory in the tribulations because of Christ. Whom we said Christ himself went through tribulation and said that anyone who's following must carry his own cross. So there are tribulations, there are difficulties. And in Romans 5, 3 says, The tribulation worketh in us patience. Part of qualifying for crowns or qualifying for God's promises, which requires patience, what worketh the patience is the tribulations. Now Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, It's rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And these two scriptures, Romans 5:3 and Romans 12:12, for a minister, a servant in God's kingdom, you should take note of them. That there are times of tribulation, but we must be patient. It works in us patient. And when there are times of tribulation, you don't run away. You rather continue in prayer. Say after me, continue in prayer.
Continue in prayer.
It says continuing instant in prayer. At every moment, scripture says that men always would have to pray and not faint. You are not praying, it means you want to faint. So you must continue to pray. That in times of tribulation, patience will be developed in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The minister is always triumphant in times of difficulty. That's our second point. The minister is always triumphant in times of difficulty. In John chapter 16, verse 33, it reads, These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It is because of this confidence that we know that surely we should be of good cheer. Why? Because he has overcome the world. And though the world, we have tribulations or difficulties in the world, gladly we are not of this world. and our Savior has overcome the world for our sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be peaceful in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our third point, God is the source of strength for his servants. God is the source of strength for his servants. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 reads, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." And so God comforts us so that we can comfort others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In times of tribulation, we have a God who comforts us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that he may be able to bear it." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So not to run away from difficulty, but to overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He's made ways of escape for us that will be able to bear such temptations or such difficult moments. Now in Psalm 27 verse 1, it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 27 verse 1. He is our strength. "Whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is my light." Now, never run away from difficulty. Overcome it. There are people who say that, "Oh, I left the church. I went to play secular because the church, nobody was helping me." My brother, my sister, overcome the situation. Patience, patience, patience. We talk about patience. In recent times, we study on patience, that you need patience to inherit promises. Patience is not when things are all nice and feeling so wonderful. And no. It is in difficult moments that patience is put to work. Patience is matured in us through difficulties. So when you are expecting something and you have not received it yet, it does not mean the other things may be okay. Sometimes there may be difficult consequences. But Christ has overcome the world for our sake. And having that hope, we must be patient. God one day through his mysterious hand will bring you help. You don't have to leave the gospel and go and fraternize with the world. What is common between light and darkness? There's nothing common between light and darkness. You cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Once he has called you in his own time, if you be patient, he will make a way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, our final point, God's program of preservation is embedded in his word. In Job chapter 32 verse 8, there's a spirit in man, the spirit of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Now, Psalm 19 verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." God's plan and program is embedded in his word. But the Holy Spirit will quicken the word to make your spirit understand what he has embedded in his word. The spirit in you will connect to the Holy Spirit and bring you understanding so that you can see God's program revealed in his word and then stay on track in the name of Jesus. The law of the Lord is perfect. What he has written is perfect for your edification and success. And so you must be glued to the law of God, because that is the only hope for man's soul, what God has said. And he will surely do it in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you haven't given your life to Christ, Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says that, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." This is a wonderful moment that you ought to surrender your life to Christ Jesus forever. Because only the blood of Jesus can wash away the sins of man. Only the blood of Jesus can qualify man for eternal salvation. And this bloodshed, you can have or benefit from it today if you give your heart to Jesus and you declare him as the Lord and the Savior of your life. So please declare after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed on me. Today I stand before you, or I come before you, a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Cleanse me with your blood. I repent from all my wicked ways. And I turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that from this day, I am your child. And I thank you that I'm born again by the Spirit. Continue to lead me, Lord, to live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Please declare after me, thank you, Father in heaven.
Thank you, Father in heaven.
For your love.
Bestowed upon me.
You are my hope. And comfort. You are the strength of my life. Continue to prove yourself in my life. Let the world see your power and purpose. Constantly revealed in my life. And take all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's thank the Lord in a song of worship.
You for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.